I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Researchers say crop residue may be an underappreciated byproduct of crop farming, and as water resources continue to dwindle, it may be a more valuable tool to maintain soil moisture for growers.
If trends hold that people say, you know, with climate change, we're going to be dealing with less water over the long term. And how fast that will impact us, nobody knows.
That's Joel Schneekloth, the regional water resource specialist at Colorado State University. He's been studying crop residue management for the past 7 years and says a lot of growers see crop residue as a commodity to sell to feedlots or tilled under trash.
A lot of producers are doing no-till or strip-till management, but in reality, you know, they don't understand completely what's going on and how it impacts their operations. And that's kind of what we've been trying to look at with this data, and at least in the high plains, high elevation, you know, farming, because our conditions are much different than someplace in Nebraska, Iowa, and that, where they get precipitation and we don't. So it's impactful.
Schneekloth will discuss the pros and cons of the different crop residue management styles during a webinar, Crop Residue Management and Water, on July 28th. Colorado Ag Water Alliance will host this webinar.
Hopefully somebody can listen to it. They may not agree with everything. They may not want to do everything, but they'll learn from it and maybe make adjustments down the road.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.